And we are in Torah 37, part Gimel. וצריך כל אדם, and everyone have to, להכניע חומר, surrender all of his physicality. היינו בחינות מיתה, the aspect of death that he's got inside of himself, that he wants to die. Oy. He wants to sleep, he wants to die, this is it, he wants to eat. Oy. He likes the angel of death so much. Baruch Hashem. Bechinat sichlut, an aspect of stupidity of the body, shel haguf, shel arba yesodot, of the four foundations. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Bazohar, in the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayikach Adonai Elohim et Adam, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the man. Me'an et Ale, the Zohar is asking, where he take him from? Me'arba yesodin dileh, from his four foundations, means from his lust and desires. Like we said, if you remember that we learned that part already, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he can take you out from all of your stupidity, from all of your lust and desires. You yourself cannot do it. You will never gonna do it if Hashem will not gonna help you. But if you will have that help from heaven, we're gonna succeed. That he separates you from the desire to your foundations. Think about it. You have it and you have a desire for it. It's your foundations. It's yours. You have it. It's your wife and you have a desire for it. It's your money and you have a desire for it. It's just stupid to do that. You have food. It's in your plate and you have a desire for it. You're sick in your mind. It's yours. You can eat it. What's the problem? No, I need it. I love it. I need more. Enjoy. You're sick. You have a problem. You're just sick. It's all imagination. Really, you don't have no problem. If you have wisdom, if you look at things, you look, bottom line, it's mine. I can enjoy it. It's mine. It's allowed. It's kasher. It's mutar. No problems. I can eat. Now eat, relax. No. You have to eat and swallow. And he's not chewing. And he needs something else. And he's looking. Rabbeinu is saying, what is ta'avat achila? When you have desire for food, when you try to reach to something far in the table, you're not happy from those salads that you have in front of you. You need something from there. Oy vey, what's it gonna be? He didn't taste the carrots. He didn't taste the chatzilim, eggplants. What are you gonna do? And you're always, always hungry. Always stays hungry. And you can achieve that. To separate yourself from the foundation, from the desire to your foundations, by the fasts. Al yedei shal yedei ta'anit, that by fasting, machlishin ha'arba yesodot, you make the four foundations weaker. Venitbatel ha'chomer, and you cancel your connection to your body. Bechinat ha'chomer, the aspect of physicality, sichlut, stupidity, means that he's not thinking, like we said. If you're just going to think a little bit before, you will never going to sin. If you're just going to concentrate and going to think, what am I doing? What should I do? What is going on in my life? If you're just going to think before you're going to do, think before you're going to talk, you're never going to sin in your life. You're never going to sin. This is how you're going to control your horses. You're going to control your free choice. You're going to be in charge of yourself. You're going to be Adam Lashevet Al Kisei. You're going to control yourself. If you're just going to think, if you're just going to talk, how are you going to talk? You're going to talk to yourself. Like we learned that Rabbeinu said, that there are people and there are animals in the shape of people. Mamash animals look like people walking on two legs. Harav Shalom, when he's driving, I told you that once, when he's driving, before he's driving, he's praying, please, Ribono Shel Olam, that I will not going to run over people and animals that look like people. He pray on those two things. Rabbeinu is saying that there are two kinds of people. So he's not Chas Shalom to make himself happy, pray like that. He's praying because he knows there are two kinds of people, two kinds of people and animals that look like people. And doesn't want to run over both of them. So he's praying a complete prayer, mamash, precisely on the truth, on reality. So, like we said before, if you're thinking about it, like Rabbeinu said, that when a man is connecting himself to the light of his soul from inside, so he becomes to be a human being. And when he's disconnected to the spiritual being of himself, to his soul, he connects himself to the animal, to the body. And the body, there is no difference between your body to an animal body. Maybe looks different, but it got the same nature. It wants to rest, it wants to eat, it wants to have all of the lasting desires. This is it. This is the body. This is the physical body. This is the creation, the nature of creation, of what the Kadosh Baruch Hu created, of physicality. This is the nature. It got the power of Koch Meshicha, gravitation. He wants. This is what he needs and he wants. And if he stands, he wants to sit. And if he sits, he wants to lie down. This is him. This is it. This is the body. You put a stone here, one day it's going to be on the floor. This is the nature of the world. But the soul is coming from a different place. And we have to make a huge mesirut nefesh on that. Mamash, to put all of our powers on that. To fight. To what? To do what? To be who that I am inside. You are not connected to who that you are inside, to who that you are. Who am I? You need to ask that question. Who am I, Ribono Shel Olam? Who am I? Who am I? What am I supposed to do in this world? What's my job? What's my purpose? Why have I come to this place? What's my job, Ribono Shel Olam? What are my talents? What do you expect from me? What's going to make you happy that I'm going to do? Teach me. Give me powers. Give me life. Give me light. Let me understand who am I, what I should do. Who am I? You will never going to be happy if you're going to imitate other people. You will never going to feel complete. If you're going to be like a monkey that is imitating others, you will never going to be complete with yourself. All right, you look at him and he's praying so well. And you're going to stand the same hours and you're going to be sad and depressed. It's not your job now to pray 6 hours. It's not what Hashem wants from you. You have a different job. And if you're going to listen to your inner voice inside, you're going to find yourself, and then you're going to glow. You're going to glow. Like I told you in Rab Aryeh Levin. Who was Rab Aryeh Levin? Rab Aryeh Levin, it's a Haredi person that learns Torah all of his life. Wonderful. What's his greatness? That he was so kind. That he was so good. And he was going and visiting sick people in hospitals and talking to people. So now you need to go to the hospital. Why you think that it's bad? Because you're not going to be in the Beit Midrash? But maybe if now you're going to go to the hospital, you're going to heal so many people. You're going to help so many people. You're going to do so many favors to creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To his children that are not less important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the children that are sitting in Beit Midrash. And now you can illuminate the hospital. Now you can come and give them the book, Ani Hashem Rofecha. And you can heal people with your advice. How many times we find ourselves talking to people and we say, who is talking from this mouth? It's not me. What's going on, Rabbeinu? You control my soul, Rabbeinu. It's the source, the root of the souls of Am Yisrael. He's the Shoresh Neshama. So you hear sometimes Rabbeinu talking from your mouth. So who am I? Who am I? If I have those abilities, all right, it happened once. But once, you know, that time, you need to learn from it. If once it's happened to you, it means that it can be bafen kavua, permanent. All of the time, it can be with you. If you have that potential, if you can become to be a messenger of Rabbeinu, so if you're just going to cancel yourself more and more and more, Rabbeinu going to reveal himself more and more and more inside of you. Until Rabbeinu going to reveal himself in all of his students. And you're going to see, it's a known thing that Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman, when he would come to the Tzion of Rabbeinu in Rosh Hashanah, he was looking at the Hasidim, at the people. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender saw that Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman was doing that, walking and looking in the faces of people. And he asked him, why are you doing that? So he told him, because everyone got a spark from Rabbeinu. And I'm looking on that spark. You cannot see the face of Rabbeinu. Oh, Rabbeinu. You think you're Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. You're, I don't know, Rabbi Berland. You can see Rabbeinu. Who are we? To see Rabbeinu. You have the ability to see Rabbeinu. And if you're going to see Rabbeinu, you think it's going to help you? You're just going to be so confused. Immediately, you're going to open the yeshiva. And you won't have no students. And what are you going to do? It's not the right way. Really, 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 to connect yourself to Rabbeinu, it's to connect yourself to Am Yisrael. This is all of the reason, all of the commandment of the Kibbutz HaKadosh, the gathering. What you need to do over there in Uman, to gather, to be with Am Yisrael. Rav Shalom was praising Rav Elchanan, Elgrod, the posek from the yeshiva, that the first time that he came to Uman in his life, He came, he put his bags in the apartment, and he went to the main
intersection,
and for 5 hours he was helping people to find apartments and beds. This before mikveh, wow. Before tikkun haklali, wow. Before everything else that he done was his inner point. This is what that he done. He was helping people for 5 hours to take care of themselves. He saw the sorrow of people. People are coming first time to Uman. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know how to find themselves. They don't have apartments. They don't have a bed. Everyone that is asking me, telling me, I bought a ticket, I'm asking, you have a place to stay? Immediately, here from Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling everyone, find a place. Even if it will not going to be perfect, you have a place to put your bags. First of all, think about those things, and then you care about someone else. You, all of his happiness, all of what that he's going to achieve, out of his happiness that you gave him, out of his yeshuva dad that you gave him, belongs to you now. And you're going to be and you're not doing it for the reward. Just this is how you're really going to grow. This is how really you're going to achieve things. How you think you're going to achieve things? If you're going to work for yourself. Who are you? Who am I that Rabbeinu is going to reveal himself to me? Who am I that Rabbeinu is going to reveal himself to me? Who am I? We heard that story on the student of Rabbi Natan, Rab Shimshon. That Rab Shimshon was doing Mesirut Nefesh to go to the classes of Rabbi Natan. And when he went, Mamash, his father was stopping him, and one time he locked him in his room and took all of his clothes. And he was stuck in his room, and he opened the closet over there and he found clothes of a farmer, non-Jew, Goy, that his father took as a pond, mashkon,
collateral,
took from him until he's going to pay him a certain debt. And he didn't have a choice, and he wore those clothes that were very totally different from a Hasidic clothes. And he took those rags with him and went out to the class of Rabbi Natan, out from the window, and he went. And when he came into the Beit Midrash, all of the students over there were laughing at him. Look at him. He thought it's Purim. I don't know what they laughed at him. Rabbi Natan realized with his wisdom the Mesirut Nefesh of that guy, of that Shimshon, that he came in Mesirut Nefesh. And he, this is what that he had. Rabbi Natan came to him and told him, I owe you a favor. And that guy, after a while, that Shimshon, Rabbi Shimshon, after a while, he was working for a grandson of Rabbi Nachman in Breslev. After Rabbi Nachman in Breslev passed away already, he was working as a guard on the forest. He owned forests, and he was guarding the forest. And that grandson of Rabbeinu allowed him to use more money than his paycheck, than his maskoret, and with time to pay if he will need. He told him it's okay from the income of the wood that you sell, the trees that you sell. You can receive, you can take more money than I owe you, use it, and you're going to pay with time. And already in the beginning, he had to marry one of his children, his son. And he took money, and it was allowed. And after a while, he passed away, he died. And he haven't paid all of his debt to the grandson of Rabbeinu. But it wasn't the Chas Shalom, he didn't steal, he didn't do nothing, not allowed, he was allowed to do that. Just, he passed away, and he had a certain debt. When he came to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he went up to heaven, to judgment, after judgment and everything, he came to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu came to him and smelled him and said, he's got smell of that world, of Olam Hazeh. So he needs to go and to dip in Nahar Dinur, in the river of fire. And we're talking about a student of Rabbi Natan, that he got married when he was 13, and he never had no Pgama Brit at all, and he was holy, and he was working in those woods, means that he was doing tons of it, Bodeduyot, don't worry to him at all. Mm-hmm. He came to Rabbeinu, and then when he went to the river of fire to dip, he was afraid, he was terrified to jump into the firing water. It's not like Dushinsky firing water, it's real hot water, it's fire over there. And then he saw Rabbi Natan, and Rabbi Natan came with him and gave him his hand and told him, now I'm going to pay you back on the favor that I owe you. And he jumped with him to the river of fire together. And then they went back to Rabbeinu. Rabbi Natan was walking with him. He came to Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu smelled him again and said, a little bit more. he needs to go again. So if this is what had happened with this Rav Shimshon, who are we that Rabbeinu gonna reveal himself to us? All right. Never had no Gamma breed. Got married when he was 13. Rabbi Natan owed him a favor. Mamash was from the students of Rabbi Natan. What are we gonna do? So, first of all, we understand. Oh Hashem, we have a different job. We have our own job. And also like that, from the place that we are at, from that place, we have amazing abilities. Because we can make nefeshot, like Avraham Avinu, Avraham v'Sara. Et ha-nefesh asher asu becharam. Where they were making their souls, where they were doing kiruv rechokim, becharam. Charam is the place of angers, of judgments, of darkness. In Charan, you can make souls. In those places where people are broken, when people are sad, when people are poor, over there in those places, you can cheer them up. You can push them forward to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And who can communicate with them? Who can talk to them? Only us. Only the Baalei Tshuva, we have that ability. Because we've been there. We remember those places. And we're still one leg in, one leg out. So we still communicate with them. We can understand them. We feel their sorrow. We feel their problems, their confusions. We can understand them. We can communicate with them. So we can save them. Rav Shalom said, I can go to lower places than Harav Berland can go to. It's true. Try to talk to Rav Berland. You will see that you don't understand. That there is a huge difference between you two. He's talking on something and you are very low. And you talk to Rav Shalom, and it's a little bit more in the area, but still very far. And as today, we can talk, and you can understand. And you can talk to places that people can understand you, that they cannot even hear Rav Shalom. That they don't want to hear the name Rav Shalom. They don't want. They want to hear you. You, they know you from the neighborhood. They can listen what you have to say. They can count on you. You're loyal. And we need to take advantage of that. Because it's a gift. It's a gift that Rabbeinu gave to us. All of that have to come hand in hand in what we spoke before. And we said, confidence. Believe in yourself. That we have a job. That you have a job. To make Kiruv Rechokim. To go and to save the world. If you're not going to believe in yourself, no one is going to believe in you. You have to understand that. You have to convince yourself that this is your job, that this is what that really Hashem wants from you. Why Hashem is talking to you on that point again and again and again and again and again. Mamash, why is doing it Hashem to me? Why? Why Hashem every time is coming again with that issue, again with that issue? Why? Why me? Why me? You don't know because you don't know who you are. You don't know because you're not connected to your soul, to your real being, that you are part of the soul of Avraham Avinu. That this is what it is doing. That this is your joy. That this is your happiness. To see another Jew getting stronger in Avodat Hashem. Another Jew that is strengthening himself to stand and to pray and to do tshuva and to say tikkun haklali. When he's coming to you with his jeans and he's telling you, oh, amazing, I kept Shabbos. You hug him. What have you done? He kept Shabbos one time, one Shabbos, and you appreciate it so much. And I put tefillin today. Oh, wow, you put tefillin, amazing. What have you done? You put tefillin once. You're praising him, and you saw. Who are you? Are you Rabbi Michabad? Who are you? Who are you? Are you Rav Shalom Arush? Who are you? Why you care so much? Why you care? Because this is who that you are. Because you really care. Because this is who that you are. Just you need to believe in that. You have to clean it. You have to refine it. That you're going to understand who that you really are. What's your job in life. And when you're going to come to that, and you're going to be strong and solid in who that you are, also you're going to have all of the support, not only from your wife and family, also from all of the world. Everyone is going to support you. Because Hashem is going to support you. When you're going to come to your inner point, this is it. You fulfilled your obligation. Now the world is going to surrender to you and going to help you to achieve what you need to achieve. Because then you're going to do it all Ishma, you're going to do it all for Hashem, and you're not going to think about yourself, because who that you are is for Hashem. So all of the world is going to surrender to you and going to come to push you, to follow you, to support you, to help you, to achieve whatever you will want. Whatever you want. I had a tractor that was working in my backyard against my will. My neighbor was working wild, against all rules of halakha, of the state, whatever. And I went to graves of tzaddikim, and I'm screaming to Hashem, and I'm crying to Hashem, and finished, I don't know how many books of Tehillim, and crying and shouting, and nothing moves, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. In a certain time, I reached Rav Shalom on the phone, told him, Rav, I'm not able to stand it anymore, this is it, finished. He told me, give me a few minutes to pray on it. Less than 60 seconds. Less than 60 seconds came, I say, Manof,
the crane,
and took the tractor out after less than 60 seconds. It's working for 2 weeks. Less than 60 seconds came, took the tractor out, and this is it. Finish the story. He's out. I called again to the person that gave me Arav. I'm telling Arav, listen. Okay. I got it. Again. Thank you. Can you please pray on me more? What are you going to deny? What are you going to say? Oh, finally, all of my prayers been answered. Thank you, Hashem. Nonsense, shtiyot. How many times Arav told us, I'm lifting your prayers. He's got the job. He's got that ability. You can pray. You can ask. Heaven is closed. Gates of heaven are closed. You need someone to open the gates for you. Have to have someone to do that. So you have to cancel yourself to him. Because he's not answering to everyone. And he's not helping to everyone. A guy came to me yesterday and asked me. He told me, I'm looking for you a lot of time. And I see you very busy. I didn't want to disturb you. But I wanted to ask you. Are you the one that it's written on him in the book, Forest Fields, the story of how you bought the house with the 6 hours? Told him yes. He said, so give me an advice. Chizuk, I made so many times 6 hours and I haven't been answered. And I'm coming to Arav and Arav is telling me, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help you. Told him, listen, I need to fix a few lines over there in the book, Forest Fields, because they didn't write it like it was really the story, how that it was. The truth is that Arav bought me the house. So he looked at me like that. Told me, what do you mean? Told him, Arav once asked me, have you done 1 hour it would do today? So I told him no. He said, all right, so let's go buy your house. And then we went to the forest of Shmuel HaNavi. And Arav went into the field. And after 1 hour and 15 minutes, he came out and told me, you have a house. In a few days, you're going to find it. And after 2 weeks, I found it. And I was lack of $50,000, that it's not small amount of money. Not very small. Today it's small, but then it wasn't so small. And I asked Arav, what should I do? And he told me, sign the contract. I told him, Arav, I don't have the money. $50,000, my parents cannot help, no one can help. I don't know how I'm going to find the money. Say, don't worry. Tell them that your father in heaven, he's got a saving that we're gonna open in 6 months, and he's gonna give you the money. Told him, all right, Arab, no problems. But what I'm gonna tell my parents? So he said, tell them that I said that I will take care of it if you're not gonna find the money. Told him, Arab, I'm telling them that you're taking care of it. I need confidence, bitachon. He said, yes, no problems. Father in heaven, he's got savings, don't worry. In 6 months, it's all going to be okay. 3 days before I had to pay the money, Arav met me outside of the yeshiva. He looked at me, he told me, Dror Moshe, what's going on? I told him, Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. Still live at my mother's house with the children and everything, but we don't have the money. When I told him that, he just showed me his back and went away. And this is it. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I thought maybe all of the chasings, maybe I wasn't, I didn't have my confidence. Maybe I was, all of that sickness of bad thoughts. And I went to the kids' home, came home. When he came home, my mother told me, Dror, come, sit. You don't need to be worried anymore. I told her, why, what's happened? She said, you have the $50,000. And then she explained to me how we got that $50,000 from three different dimensions, three different worlds, no connected to what was supposed to happen. Nothing, no. Again, I called Nachman, the son of Arav. He was in the airport on the way to Uman. I talked to Arav. I told him, Arav, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Told me, what? What happened? Tell me. Told him, I don't need to tell you. Thank you very much. He told me, you made me very happy. Thank you. Told me, you made me very happy also. After 3 days, we entered to the apartment. 3 days. So, in the book, Arav wrote, 6 hours. You need to do 6 hours. And it's true. A lot of people have been saved by that 6 hours. But the 6 hours have to be connected to the righteous man, to the leader, to the one that gave you that advice. Because Hakarat HaTov. To connect yourself to the one that gave you that advice and to walk with his power. I told you, when I took Arav to the studio when he was recording the CD for the children, he was making his kashrut before of doing it. He's mamash crying to Hashem. I'm bonding myself to all of the real righteous people, to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, especially to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. And he's mentioning the names of all of his rabbis, and saying to all of my rabbis, on their wisdom, we're counting, and aiming to follow their advice. And he feels like he's zero. The driver of Rav Shalom told me 2 weeks ago, if I'm not wrong, on the tune of Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovich, he told me that he took once a Rav to a class of 10,000 people, class. And he drove him, and they're going in the elevator, and they're in the huge building, I don't know where, and maybe it wasn't here, I don't know. 10,000 people were waiting for Rav Shalom to talk. This is what he said, if I'm not wrong. And they're going up the elevator, and he's saying, and I'm so full of myself. I am the driver of Rav Shalom Arush. And suddenly, he hears Rav slap himself in the elevator. And he's saying, Shalom ata efes. Shalom, you're zero. Again, Shalom, you're zero. You're zero. You're nothing. And he's slapping himself. And he's saying, I feel like a balloon. I'm the driver of Rav Shalom. And Rav Shalom behind me saying to himself, Shalom, you're zero. Said, I was so appreciate Rav in that minute. I realized where he's holding. Students of Rav Berlin testified that once they were taking him to a class up the stairs to second floor, and they came to it, and people were waiting for him, and suddenly they saw him disappear. They looked back, he jumped. And he was rolling in the stairs down, and he fell on the floor. And everyone ran after him to help him. And mamash, he was wounded. He broke himself to pieces. And the helpers asked him, Rav, why you done that? You jumped. He said, I was afraid that I'm going to have a thought of arrogance. Hirhur shel gava. One thought of arrogance. He threw himself from second floor. He threw himself. He was so afraid to be respected. The people are going to respect him. He didn't have a thought of Yirhu. He felt like, oy vey, maybe. And he threw himself, pushed himself down. It's crazy. This is point of truth. That you are working every day to cancel yourself, not only to the advice, just also to the wisdom. Means to know. The reason that I'm keeping Torah mitzvot, it's because that Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting for me. Because that Abraham was doing Mesirut Nefesh. That Yitzchak gave everything. That Yaakov was throwing his life. And that Yosef HaTzadik was sacrificing everything. And by their merit, I'm going. This is how you start your Shmona Esrei. Eloke Abraham, Eloke Yitzchak, Eloke Yaakov. Without them, you cannot do nothing. You do not exist. Who are you? Only because Hashem loved them. Promised to them. Zocher Chasdei Avot. Remember the kindness of all of our ancestors, the fathers, the mothers, all of the Jews that have been slaughtered, murdered in the Holocaust, in all of the wars. In all of the inquisitions, in all of sufferings, and the righteous people that gave all of their powers, that they were not eating and not drinking, and they were learning in the middle of the night, in the days, and in horrible poverty, and not thinking about themselves, and sacrificing themselves and their wives and their children to you, for me today, that I'm going to have also the merit to want to serve Hashem, to wake up in the morning and to say, Modani lefanecha, I'm thanking you, Hashem. Without their blood, without their tears, we couldn't achieve nothing in Avodat Hashem. Not only to use their advice and to imagine to yourself, all right, I become to be a tzaddik. No. You're a tzaddik only if you have a karat hatov. Only if you're connected to your rabbi, that is connected to his rabbi, that's connected to his rabbi. This is the strongest way of limud, if you have Kabbalah, if you heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you received it, on that you don't have no question. It's like a verse. It becomes to be like a verse. It's strong. If you heard that rumor from your rabbi, that received it from his rabbi, that comes until Moshe Rabbeinu, it's strong as a verse. Look at that power. That is the power that you have inside of yourself. That if you connect yourself to the pure, you become to be pure. And if you become to be pure, people can connect themselves to you also. And they're going to be purified also by you. Because you're not there. And your rabbi for sure is not there. And his rabbi for sure is not there. And on, and this is how it climbs. And they're connecting themselves to Hashem. And we just need to cancel ourselves as much as we can to Hashem, to the righteous people. And when we're doing that, canceling ourselves to Hashem, to the righteous people, people can connect themselves to Hashem Yitbarach through us. And people can achieve from you exactly what that you achieved from your rabbi, and even more. Like that we saw that it can be double. Like that Elisha, what that he achieved was double than his rabbi Eliyahu Hanavi. And in every generation it's like that. And when they ask the Rav Shalom, can it be that the students of Rav Berland are saying that Rav Berland achieved twice as many than Rabbeinu? Rav Shalom said, for me it's obvious. If Rabbi Natan testified on himself that he achieved twice as than Rabbeinu, so why the next one will not going to testify the same? It's simple. It's obvious. It's the way of the Torah. So you can achieve double than your rabbi. And your rabbi can achieve double than his rabbi. And you need to believe that he achieved, that he's got it, that he's going for it, that he have it inside of him. Huge amounts of light. And you can have it too. Every one of us. Each and every one of us. In what it depends. In the decision that you're going to take to believe in yourself, to work on that, to reveal your soul, to reveal the light of your soul, that you have a soul inside, and it's not communicated yet, it's not glowing yet, it's not revealing itself yet. You need to open it. You need to listen to who you are, to your feelings, to your thoughts. You need to observe, to spend hours and hours of conversation. Nafshi yatz'a bedaberu. The soul comes out when you speak. You learn on yourself when you talk to Hashem. You start to understand who you are in the beginning from the nonsense that you talk in the field. But after a while from your prayers. And after a while from your shame and from your humility. And it's a process. But what that you're going to find? Rabbeinu said you should know your treasures. What that you have inside. Every Jew is a ben melech she'asui me'avanim tovot. He's a prince that made out of good stones. You're full with good stones. You have good stones inside of you and you're full of them. Good points. That are illuminating in all of the colors. And you can achieve the most. And you can give it to others. And there is nothing bigger than that. Nothing greater than that. For that you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's truth. That you have it. How are you going to do that? Only if you're going to develop experience. You need to go to the field and talk to yourself on that. And then to say, Ribono Shel Olam, give me the courage. Give me the power. Give me the strength to go and to talk to people and to tell them and to share with them. You don't need to be righteous to do Afatza. You need to share from your point of truth. From the place that your heart is at now. Open your heart. You're going to see that Hashem is going to send the right people. People that can hear you. People that have the same problems. People that have the same issues in their life. And they're going to accept it from you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to cancel themselves to you. And they're going to accept the light that you have inside of you. And they're going to enjoy. And they're going to go. And they're going to distribute that light also. And it's going to spread. And it's going to conquer the world in the end. We need to believe in ourselves. It's like a candle that you can lit a million candles out of it. And it's not damaging your flame. Another one and another one and another one and another one. And just the light is growing and growing and growing. And it's already happened. 40,000 people in Uman Rosh Hashanah. 20 years ago, they didn't have a minyan. Now you have 40,000 people. 40,000. And another 40,000 that wants to come, or maybe 100,000 that wants to come. And they will come. Thank you very much, Chazak Baruch.